The next morning sunlight filters through my curtains as I give in to whimsy. I stretch like the black cat I identify with, intensely, yet languidly. Madame Ginevra would have had words with my mother if I had tried these sorts of stretches in the ballet studio. As if in approval of my rebellion, or as an additional reward for the delight of my stretches, the radiant phone chimes in with a notification from the Solo Flights app. Serenity is still stashed in the living room, but her throaty purr rings out, clearly audible over my whole house speaker system.
Your next exercise is now available.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I bolt for the radiant device, accompanied by what feels like a whole host of phantom butterflies beating their wings in my chest. Last night's exploration left me feeling strangely empowered, like I'd unlocked a door I didn't know existed. But every choice has consequences, and I have to admit, I'm worried that the bad shoe is going to drop on me today. But I'm still essentially a human cat. I still have 9 lives left. I tell my body, let's make some choices. Strangely, it doesn't disagree. Serenity greets me with pleasure.
Good morning. Today, we'll build on yesterday's discoveries. As a ritual anticipator, you may benefit from creating your sanctuary again before beginning.
Some of the pillows have in fact shifted on my couch. I turn my coffee machine on and go about recreating yesterday's setting, lighting the peony candle, selecting music, and wrapping myself in the soft throw blanket. This time the preparation feels familiar, almost comforting. I thought I would feel awed doing this in daylight, but I think my body is too excited, hopeful even. I can't quash my body's hopes. That would be a dreadful thing to do. Serenity tells me,
today's exercise introduces mindful touch to new areas. We'll explore the connection between breath and sensation.
Even the word breath sounds uncomfortably sensual in her voice. I feel a tiny bit bad listening to it, because it sounds like the voice of, okay, I was going to say sin, but that's not really true. Temptation. Serenity sounds like temptation incarnate. But it's just a breathing app connected to a device. It's not a gateway for demonic possession, for pity's sake. I need to tell my anxiety to chill. My favorite way to chill is by taking direct action. So I obediently follow along as Serenity asks me to place one hand on my stomach. That's hard for me. It's even harder for me to obey when she asks me to feel my stomach rise and fall with each breath. I do it anyway. Faint heart never won fair maiden. I have a faint heart, and I am a fair maiden. I'm just winning myself over. Super normal. Serenity isn't bothered. She guides me to synchronize my breathing with gentle circular motions on my stomach. Are you going to tell me to pat my head at the same time? I ask aloud. Serenity does not chuckle.
Now, please slowly move your hand to your lower abdomen, she suggests.
I hesitate before complying. This feels like more than yesterday's exercise. It's because, I realize, this is getting toward the area of my body that I was told no one should touch, not even me, before marriage. Serenity, being a sophisticated English lady, has no such concern regarding cultural tradition.
Please notice how the sensation changes as you move from your ribs to your abdomen,
she says implacably. Then she asks a banger of a question.
Which areas feel most responsive to your touch?
All of them, lady, I say in protest. My whole body is firing off little pinpricks now. I can't decide yet if it's good or bad. Then I realize I'm actually incorrect. Not all of my body is responding the same way. The soft skin just below my navel sends a pleasant warmth radiating through me when I stroke it. It's not evil. It's not temptation. It's just, I think the word is nice. This startles me. It's nice. It makes me feel pleasant, not evil, not seductive. I wait. I wait a little longer. I do not get struck by lightning. The radiance foam does not so much as spark. Neither does the waiting resonance device. No wrath of God yet. So far, so good. I pull my journal off the coffee table and note this discovery in my journal with slightly shaky penmanship. Touched my stomach. It felt nice. Next, Serenity takes me even closer to the danger zone. She asks me to glide my hands down my body to my thighs. So wanton. What horror. Gasp, I say out loud. Serenity ignores me. She purrs instructions for me to try varying pressures and slow, lingering movements.
Some people enjoy firm, grounding pressure here. Others prefer feather-light touches. There's no right answer. We're here to discover what feels good to you.
I am obedient, so I discover that firm, slow strokes along my inner thighs create an unexpected tingling sensation that makes my breath catch. It's sensual. It's a little alarming. But I feel nothing but good, if I'm honest. So I rebel. I continue. I stroke my thighs, and I refuse to feel anything but glad about it. My thighs feel lovely, if I'm honest with myself. By the time Serenity concludes today's exercise, my skin feels more alive than before. Her guidance has turned my self-touches into something soothing and wonderful. Serenity is glad for me.
Well done on completing your second exercise. Remember, this journey is about discovering what brings you pleasure on your own terms.
I say aloud, but I don't really mean it. A new notification appears.
Based on your progress, we've customized tonight's exercise. Would you like a preview?
I hesitate. Should I risk it? Who am I kidding? I smashed that yes button.
Tonight, we'll introduce mindful touch to your chest and breasts, areas often associated with pleasure, but rarely explored mindfully.
Gasp! I shriek. Boobs? Serenity? Really? But Serenity, untroubled, has simply powered herself down. The resonance device glints at me. Is that wickedness or happiness I see reflected in its gleaming matte surface? I set the radiant phone down. I notice my heart is beating a little faster. The progression makes sense, but it also means I'm moving closer to the intimate exploration that, if I'm honest, I both crave and fear. I do not know what it feels like to touch a boob. I do not know what my own boobs feel like. I have never allowed myself to touch them. The divine is watching, my culture would say. The obvious implication is that the divine would frown upon one's touching one's own boobs. I'm beginning to realize that I might disagree. I'm a good scientist. I'm going to run a test, check my hypothesis. For science. Tonight, science. For now, though, if I do the body scan and am honest with myself, then I have to admit that I feel proud. I name the feeling out loud, like a tiny challenge to the divine. I am proud of myself, I say. No lightning strike comes. It's always possible that the divine thinks that stomach caresses are all right, but boob caresses are not. We'll find out tomorrow, won't we?